Let me see what you can do.
Hot topics and interviews.
And that's just how we do it.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Man Podcast. I am your host, Chris Man, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to another episode of this podcast. It's good to be back once again, and welcome to my 500th episode as a podcaster. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe I'm actually doing my 500th episode as a podcaster. Not the series. This series, not the Steve Adobe Show, but, you know, in general, I have hosted right on the dot 500 episodes of this podcast. And we're only four away, if I can do the right amount on my fingers, four away from the 200th episode of this podcast, which is amazing as well. They're all amazing, but I'm really, 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 really excited about it. And today we're going to talk about it. I'm going to break down everything that I've been through over the last, 2016. So that would be probably about seven years career of podcasting in general. But I'm going to go through the history. The Crispy podcast is what got me all started into being behind this microphone. Well, not this microphone, but the other microphone, which is up there right now. And it was a music and talk kind of podcast. We kind of put in some music in between musical breaks and talk. I had a co-host, which we're not on the best terms. We're not on any speaking terms right now, but I'm not even going to go into detail on that. But, you know, I've said it on my blogs, you know, friends come and go, which is really true. It is really, 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 really true that friends do come and go. We had a good run. It was uploaded to Mixcloud, which obviously this podcast was on Mixcloud at one point as well, until they started restricting to only three shows would be shown on the actual on your feed. So I said, you know what, I'm done. I'm never going to post back up on Mixcloud again, and I've actually not done it since. I've been posting strictly to Castbox RSS feed, and then uploading to crispyontheweb.com, and then also uploading to YouTube, which you guys, for those on YouTube, you can physically actually see me on camera. And I'm actually kind of, my hands kind of reached out to you guys on the camera there. But yeah, I have been through a lot. I love to get access to it. I've tried, I figured out one of the usernames, but it did not come up with any results to any of the episodes. So the Crispy podcast, I haven't found it. I love to retrieve them, add them to the list of episodes on the list. But I don't have access to it. So nothing on the count as of right now. And this podcast actually lasted only 3 to 4 months. It was a very, very short-lived podcast. I would say about 3 or 4 months. Let's see. December, January, February, March. Yeah, about 4 months. It lasted for me. For us. I've had my share of issues with my co-hosts in the past. But, you know, sometimes you cannot always agree with each other. And that's one thing that was an issue, and that really has set the bar to me really communicating well with my team now, especially Larry, who's been with me on podcasts for 5 years now, and it's been such an incredible journey with him. You know, I'm going to talk more about it as I go on. CB Adobe Show is the one I'm mentioning. You're going to hear me do a lot of referencing to the CB Adobe Show. That was a great podcast back in its time, and it still is. Still good. I have some news actually to tell you guys. I'm going to tell you guys that as well at the end of the podcast, because I'm actually recording this on the Friday night. I'll have this done probably tonight. I'll have it edited. I'll have it ready to go. I'll have it uploaded everywhere and ready to, scheduled the for the upload to go live on Sunday, on today, Sunday, September the 3rd. 3rd? Don't quote me on that. I think it's September the 3rd. But yeah, I'll talk about more about the CBLW show as we go on. Now, the sports podcast, I will not even mention the co-hosting. I'm not even going to mention names to people I don't talk to anymore. It's not really worth it. It was a lot of toxicity behind the scenes, you know, being insulted, put down. I see why it ended very quick. It did not even last a month. You know, and it just, because end of March proved it too, because I did something I shouldn't have done while I was casting on a website that doesn't exist anymore. That site's gone. It's been closed down for a while now. But I was getting vile messages on Twitter, X, they call it X now, you know, I wasn't going to put up with that vile messages, and I did block them, and I reported them too for harassment. You know, I don't even think the Twitter, aka X, didn't do anything about it at all. They should have done something for bullying, especially being a bully, and I wasn't even doing anything to them. I was just casting. I was casting on that site, and they were just message after message, and I just had a breaking point, and I was already completely emotional as it is. My aunt just recently passed, like, what was it, the 18th of March? And this happened on the 20th, so almost 10 days later, and all this crap happens, you know, all this BS happens, and Jimmy knows who I'm referring to. Jimmy from the Record Machine Show, again, go check out the show on Mixcloud, great show. I'm plugging, but he knows what I mean. He knows who I'm referring to. Jimmy, you want to even just leave a little comment on YouTube side, let me know. Yeah, you can feel free to. It's a podcast I don't want to remember, but you know, yeah, I did what I did on camera was wrong, and it got me banned, and that was pretty well the death of Crispy on the web casting on any platform. We casted on Twitch all summer long in 2016, and then kind of the same kind of garbage happened again, but that's a different story for another time. But then we go into 2015, where Everything About Reality TV, which had a hell of a good run, had a really good run, almost 5 years in the making for that podcast too, which is crazy. And you know, if I was to go to cam number two is not working, so I don't know what's going on with cam two is broken. I apologize, and now my whole entire video feed is busted. Okay, there we go. I'm probably moving around. Sorry guys, I apologize on the YouTube side, not professional. Usually camera two works. Yeah, no, it's showing me frozen on that side, so I don't know. I'm not going to dilly-dally around with the camera. I don't know why Prison Studio's on there, but Cam 2 does not seem to be working, so I'm going to have to go and mess around with it after. But if I was able to get the camera working, I was going to aim it towards the Everything About TV posters that are actually on the wall there. Maybe what I need to do is make a dedicated scene on my OBS, and if I ever make any reference to the old podcast or the old series, because I am going to be putting up another thing on the frame on the wall again, I will be doing that down the road. So that's exciting. It's very exciting stuff. I look forward to it. But it had one heck of a good run. Like, Everything About Road TV, it was my pride and joy for many years. You know, even in 2019 when I was ready to say, look, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. This is just way too much. You know, and if it wasn't for one person, you know, saying, I'll help you, Chris, I'll help you. And, you know, and if they didn't screw me over twice, you know, the podcast would have been probably still running even now. Everything About Entertainment Man podcast might not even be here, but you know, it is what it is. I am very proud of this podcast. I gotta stay proud, true and true to this podcast, because this is my baby, this is my project, this is my monster of a podcast I created 3 years ago, almost 4 years. That's scary. But you know, it was the second longest. This Everything About Reality TV was the second longest podcast and running. It was the second longest podcast running. It was a great podcast. It was really, you know, a fantastic podcast, you know, and here here. I'll put up the logo for you. There we go. There's our little logo. There she is. The old Everything But Rock. That's where a lot of the sideways logos come from. It's from that. That's where that inspiration came from. Was from Everything But Reality TV's podcast for that microphone, which actually is this microphone here. FYI, it's exactly that microphone on that logo. For those who are watching on YouTube, which you can't see my finger because it's covered by the logo, but the logo with the microphone actually. The top and then the sideways text, which is inspired for this podcast, Everything About Entertainment Man podcast. If I was to change the logo and not go there, just give me a second here. I'm gonna do some stuff right live on the podcast. I'm just gonna do it right out there, and that's not the right logo. Okay, going to graphics. This one, doesn't that look similar? It's the same bloody. It's the same logo, except it doesn't have the highlighted colors on it. Now, we are going to possibly do a better version of the Entertainment Man podcast logo. We're going to redo it with the lettering, but we're going to keep maybe I'll do an updated picture of me or something, but no, I might leave the logo, but just have to change the lettering. So I'm going to get Kelsey to do the changes, but you notice that is all the same. It's the same, except the podcast part is for the Everything About Reality TV was on the right side of the logo. This time it's on the left side. So I kind of swapped it out there, if you guys are wondering. We covered a lot of different shows. You know, we covered everything. We have about 265 episodes. It is still amongst, out of the three, this podcast, the CBOW show, Power Rangers collab, and the CBO and the Everything About Road TV. I believe it was the top episodes, podcast. I think right now, Entertainment Podcast and Everything About Road TV will be the top two right now. And then CBOW show then Power Rangers collab. But once the CBOW show passes, what the Power Rangers collab has, then yeah, but we covered every show, Survivor to Big Brother to Amazing Race, Amazing Race Canada, Big Brother Canada. You know, we covered it all, and there was really there was more of a me, because I'm the one that did it all. I did every single show. You know, I did not have any help. Nobody wanted to help me. You know, either they help me or I get, you know, I just did not get the help the good help I needed for that. So, you know, it was a struggle. It was a struggle street with that, for sure. It was a real struggle street with that podcast. But, you know, no regrets. I'm really proud of it. It has come a long way. It wasn't easy, but, you know, I trucked through it, and that's what really matters. And I apologize for the logo that I was trying to redo the logo. It kind of went too big on me here. The logo went too big, but I'm trying to get the other one. But the next one, you guys know it. You guys love it. You guys know this podcast so well, and it's just made its triumphant return. You have the CBOW show. That is a great podcast. I love it. I love it to death. That is one of my favorite shows. One of my second favorite podcasts to do. Even the fact that Larry is part of it now. Larry is part of, you know, the CBOW show. You know, it's currently active. It's been doing an amazing things. We've done amazing things with it. We've really worked hard on it. And it really started in 2018. Actually, it was home to the Power Rangers podcast, which eventually Power Rangers collab. It moved to Power Rangers collab, which we have a poster on our studio walls here. So that it was our pride and joy for a long time too. We loved the CBOW show, and we still love it. You know, and it went silent in 2019, and it came back full circle in 2021, 2022. We tried to bring it back twice, and it just did not work. It did not really work out that great. I don't know why, but I find it really, 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 really strange that it did not do well on there. And, you know, and and the original shows with Power Rangers was one of them. And the other one was, what was the other one? And Music City on CMT. That was the other one that was, sorry, I dropped my notes here. It was the CBL, the Music City on CMT, but then Music City was covered on Everything About Rally TV, and then Power Rangers Club went by itself, which I may as well talk about it. Power Ranger Club, I don't even have it on the notes here. I forgot that the beloved Power Rangers Collaboration podcast. That is one of our pride and joys for the last few several years. We really, 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 really worked hard to, you know, getting the getting Power Rangers done, and we are so close to the end, and so proud that we've actually merged with the CBLW show, and now it is all part of this network now, and it's kind of nice to see that we are ready. We are taking it up a notch. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Is we're taking it up a notch now. But this was our logo, and I know it's not very big, but that was our logo. That was the Power Rangers collab logo that we had. Blue with the lightning bolt logo as well. So that is one of our big prior joys from 2019 until 2023. So it was about 4 years under the Power Rangers collab name for the longest time. And then you have the next one, which I should go through, is the Entertainment Man podcast, which is this podcast, this very, 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 very podcast. The pride and joy of Chris Be on the Web these days. I love it. I love this podcast to death. This is just so much fun. I've had so much fun creating these episodes. You know, sometimes they're kind of kooky, they're kind of crazy, they're kind of wild, they're kind of bonkers, out of this world. You know, it's just, no matter what, I still love it. I still love what we've done with this. I have had so much fun doing this podcast, and, you know, 3 years went by so fast with this podcast. I can't believe how quickly the years have gone by with this podcast, and it's just continues to grow and continues to, you know, develop. And it was supposed to only last the pandemic, and look at it now. It gets done so well. This podcast is done so freaking well, and it's almost on 200 episodes in 3 years. That's pretty crazy, you know, adding in the bonus episodes, you know, and it, you know, coming out of the first year, it became more of a permanent mainstay. You know, I did topics until like 2022. I tried to do interviews in 2021, but didn't work out. Couldn't too much. My first actual person that reached out was Terry Tucker, who I had on the podcast recently. Big shout out to him, and hope he's doing well. But you know, he was the first one to ever reach out to me. So he's like the OG of the interviews. Like, he got me started with the interviews back in 2021, which unfortunately didn't work, but I reached out to him in 2022 and said, hey, I'll have you on the podcast. Let's do it. I would like to have you on the podcast. And we did it. And, you know, the rest is history, pretty much. But this podcast has become very, very popular. You know, always request, you know, to come on the podcast. You know, they do pop up from time to time. The interviews do pop up. I haven't had very many. It's been very quiet with the interviews recently. I understand it's the end of the summer, especially the long weekend now. This is being the long weekend before everybody goes back to work, back to school. You know, it's hard. It's hard to, you know, get some interviews. Maybe this fall I'll start getting some. I do have one person that was on the podcast last year that he wants to come back on. He said he would like to come back, and he has a podcast himself, and, you know, he's a fellow Canadian. He's another fellow Canadian like me, and I love to have another chit-chat with him again, and, you know, he's always welcome on. He's always welcome on, and I'm talking about Shane, aka Santa. I cannot wait to have him on again. I'm sure he's going to see this, and he's like, hi, Chris, give me a shout-out tonight, or today, you know? Chris, give me a shout-out. So, well, there you go. You got your shout-out, Shane, you know? He was a great guest. They were all great guests last year. I love all the interviews I've done. I've had so many of them. I just can't really pinpoint which ones I like the most. Like, I like them all. Like, I enjoyed them all fairly. Like, you know, I had Kevin, and then I had had, who else did I have? I had a doctor on at one point. I had so many, it's so hard. I had Jimmy, the Record Machine Show. I had him on the podcast too. You know, there's so many different people. I have Larry, Justin's been on, you know, there we go. There's a couple. I can't really name them all because, you know, it's just, HB was another one. That's another good one I can mention as well. But they all have been great interviews. I've had so much fun doing it. JV was on recently, to promote his book, and I'm still working on his book. I'm actually going to take some time this weekend, possibly, and do some reading a little bit this weekend in between of working on the podcast and the Power Rangers stuff as well. So I'm going to take an hour or two and do some reading in my room outside of the hot studio, because it gets hot when you have these lights on in front of me. It does get hot. But that is the history of the podcast, and it's been quite, what a crazy adventure it has been. I've done, I think, about five or six different podcasts. Two of them still active. Like I said, this podcast, the CBLGW show, is another one. That's another one that has been a big success. And these are my babies right now. But we have a lot more to promote. We have a lot more coming up for Crispy on the Web, because we are now officially Crispy on the Web Media. We're called Crispy on the Web Media. We're kind of expanding our horizons. And I'll show you guys a natural logo change. We actually have a new logo, which is fantastic. And big shout out to Kelsey for doing it. I'm just actually pulling it up right now. I'm trying to grab it here. But, and yeah, of course, it does the typical let's blow up in front of Chris's face on YouTube. There's the logo. So I'm just gonna shrink it a little bit, but that is our logo. I should always preset these before. If I'm gonna do any graphical show, I need to prep it onto the OBS before. I'm gonna, that's a lesson learned for that next time. But that's our logo. That's for Crispy on the Web Media. So Entertainment Podcast is now brought to you by Crispy on the Web Media and crispyontheweb.com. You know, still the same intro, it will never change regardless. But you're probably wondering, but Chris, what about the numbers for the Crispy on the Podcast? Well, in the sports podcast, I don't know. I couldn't tell you guys. That is the one thing I couldn't tell you guys. I don't know. I don't know what the numbers were. I know the Crispy on the Web, the Crispy Podcast was once a week. It was always on the Tuesday. I remember that for a fact. I don't remember when the sports podcast was, but that didn't even, I think it only like two or three episodes were really produced, and then it was just deleted after that. But I'm not counting those. I'm not even counting Everything About Reality TV in 2015 to 2016. I don't even know what the numbers were. That was on YouTube, the YouTube channel that was deleted. So I can't really tell you guys. What is what with that. So unfortunately, that is an answer I cannot answer, because I don't know. Because we don't know. We never kept track of it, and I wish we did, and that was a big thing. But, you know, it's about seven years in podcast right now. We're in my seventh year of full podcasting. It will be my eighth year next year. But if you were to count those two other podcasts I mentioned, then yeah, probably will be my ninth. I guess you can kind of say it was my ninth year. Technically, you can kind of say that. But honestly, it came a long way from the beginning of my journey in 2015. I've grown as a podcaster. You know, I've learned so much. You know, I never used to edit these podcasts, but now I do it. And it sounds a lot better. It sounds a lot crisper. I've really, really come a long way with the editing process. I've really learned a lot about editing a podcast and learning how to make sure it is utmost quality of sound. And I've been learning a lot about the mixer, and I've been learning about, you know, how to improve, you know, my sound big time. Plus, the microphone back then wasn't the greatest quality back then, but it had to do with the mixer. Now I have my Behringer mixer, which is fantastic. I am fully happy with the Behringer. You know, it has made the world a bigger difference. Also, Larry's mic, which is sitting on the other side, kind of in the upright position, waiting for Mr. Larry to return and to come back. back on the other podcast and do some more shows with me. I look forward to it. I got a lot of updating to do with him when he gets back online. He's gonna wonder what has been going on all summer. So, but you know, the last several years since the beginning of pandemic, you know, I've been very picky with the sound quality. In 2020, I had to finance into a new mixer because my old Samson kind of bit the dust. The wire was kind of frayed and it was not safe. I could have started an electrical fire right here in the studio and burned down the whole entire studio right here, and I would have had to rebuild it from scratch again. So I'm glad I got rid of that mixer and I'm taking care of this one more. I want to make sure this one's better, but this one does not have anything that frays. This is a really good cord on there, so I'm really happy with my Behringer in the end, right? That's why I made the decision to put the money down and get this one, the Behringer, what's it? The Behringer X1204, what's it called? Mixer. So it's great. I love it. It's such a great board. And the journey, you know, it's far from over for me. You know, I've learned a lot. And this is just the beginning for me. You know, I'm soon to be 38 years old. I'm going to be heading into my almost my 40s already, which is scary. I'm getting old and older, especially Chris Milleweb, which you can see the logo there on YouTube. But Chris Milleweb turning 10 next year. That's even scarier that I've been doing Chris Milleweb for 10 years now. And it's just been such a crazy, crazy adventure with that. Now, I want to touch base. I know I was on YouTube until 2016. You know, I tried to make a few returns to the platform. You know, editing was still lackluster back then. But actually, our podcast on Everything About TV, which I'm not going to switch back to that logo because it'd be too much work. But, you know, we did it live. We actually did it live all the way up to June 2016. And then I kind of said, you know what, I'm going to audio only. That's why I took the summer off. And then I tried to come back 2016, 2017, I tried to come back. There was a copyright issue. They were claiming we were playing the B-52s. I think it was Love Shack or Rock Lobster or something like that. I don't know why YouTube was so slim picky on that on me. It was very picky on our copyright slabbing us when we didn't do anything wrong technically. But however, if you compare YouTube version of this podcast to the audio only, you know, Everyman Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much more. With the rock free intro, which is actually on the audio only side. But if you were to look at the YouTube side, you hear the "Let me see what I can do" intro, which is still on the audio only. It's just I cut out the actual intro music that is actually not on YouTube. And I'm going to start thinking about that with the return of the Entertainment Man talk show coming back for a special. I might have to do a dry intro with Eric. So he's going to have to come into the studio and do some voiceover work with me so we can get it done. But, you know, and then there's the disclaimer in the closing outro, which has not had not a problem whatsoever with that whatsoever. You know, I've had zero issues with that. On the video side of things for this podcast, it's done well, you know, and I want to create one for Jeff podcast down the road, and I want to do it personally myself. I'm going to try it myself, and I'm going to try to create something really cool and awesome for that, but that's down the road. But I look forward to the next 500 episodes, 1,000, 1K, 1,000 podcasts is my next goal. That is what I'm planning to do. I'm planning to embark on next with this podcast. With podcasting in general, I want to make the 1,000 mark, and then the 2,000, and then the 3,000. I just want to keep going until, see if I can get up to, it'd be cool to get up to 5,000 episodes, but that's a lot of episodes. That's a lot of episodes and a lot of years of work to do. I just want to keep on creating more shows every day or every week, whether, you know, it's this podcast or it's the CBLW show. You know, I want to keep continuing to create great content and great episodes. And speaking of which, I may as well say this too Tuesday, audio only. The CBW Love Show is coming back for another podcast. I'm currently writing a podcast for the Dumb and Dumber movie, which is the prequel to the Dumb and Dumber movie. The Dumb and Dumber When Harry Met Lloyd. That's going to be coming out on Tuesday. I'm not going to go through every little detail of the movie, but I'm going to put my thoughts in whatever end of the podcast. I look forward to it. It will be a solo one with me, so be sure to check it out. Be sure to follow on social media for that. But that is today's episode. It's a little bit of an extra long episode for you guys. This is kind of a bonus for you. And being the 500th episode, I wanted to do a little over 30 minutes of a podcast. We'll see how much I cut out when I am done editing the audio. Only probably be a little below 30, but that's okay. But obviously on YouTube, it's going to be about 34, 35 minutes, so that's good. I hope you guys enjoyed this extended episode of the podcast. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe to wherever you are listening to the podcast, whether it's on the audio-only side or it's on YouTube, please do subscribe. And also, make sure to leave a comment below on YouTube. Is there any topics you want me to cover on the podcast? And reach out, too. I want you guys to start reaching out to me on the podcast. You can email me, entertainmentmanpod@gmail.com. That is always in the links are in the description below. As always, I am always on the Discord server. I'm always in the private Facebook group. I'm always on the fan page. I'm always on social media. I'm always on Instagram. So you guys can reach out to me any time of the day. I will get back to you. If it's overnight, then I'll get back to you in the morning. But I want you guys to start reaching out and, you know, leaving your comments and maybe suggestions and maybe ideas for future episodes as well. So be sure to do that. So reach out to me, entertainmentpod@gmail.com or facebook.com/crispy on the web or instagram.com/crispy on the web. And as always, I will see you guys on, and I'm just going to do a quick check. I will see you guys on Thursday for a bonus episode of this podcast. Until then, have a good one. Have a great start to your week. And I have a great idea for Thursday episode, so stay tuned for that. That'll be on audio only. But until then, have a good one. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio podcast produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.